Rehina, whatever your holidays plans, find a safe ride home, says SGI ahead of Christmas. Festive time with family and friends is meant to be enjoyed responsibly. Tyler McMurchie, Media Relations and Communications Manager with SGI, says they still see many impaired driving offenses reported in Saskatchewan. Through SGI's monthly traffic safety spotlights, law enforcement across Saskatchewan reported an average of 378 impaired driving offenses each month over the 12-month period, from November 2021 to October 2022. Each month we saw an average of 280 criminal code charges and 98 administrative suspensions. Those are those results from provincial sanctions, either violating zero tolerance for drug-impaired driving or somebody who exceeded the provincial limits, but not the federal limit that would trigger a criminal code charge, McMurchie explained. He added that the numbers for impaired driving offenses are pretty parallel to what they've seen in previous years. However, the impairment by drugs among Saskatchewan drivers is now detected more often. We are seeing more people being suspended for drug-impaired driving if they're caught using cannabis, or they're flagged with cannabis in their system while driving. Police do have those roadside oral fluid testers that they can test drivers, so it might not necessarily be the case of more drivers doing it, just more drivers being caught, McMurchie said. It's difficult to say at this point. We are going to keep an eye on not just the offense numbers because that can be very much a function of the level of enforcement and the focus of police, but also on the numbers that we see in terms of collisions caused by impaired driving and the injuries and fatalities that result, McMurchie added, noting that they don't have up-to-date collision data yet for 2022, as some investigations are still underway. He also reminded the public that the decision to drive impaired results in many tough consequences and the penalties are costly. I think people need to be aware of just the number of consequences that do result from being caught driving impaired, and even a scenario where you may not have caused a collision, you may not have injured or killed somebody, the consequences are already quite significant, McMurchie said. The penalties do vary depending on whether the driver is new or experienced, the level of alcohol or drug impairment, and if it's a first offense. But the conviction in any of the offenses, such as driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol content or over, driving while impaired, failing or refusing to comply with a roadside screening device breath demand, being over the legal limit for drugs or a combination alcohol and drugs, result in an immediate roadside license suspension that is in effect until the charges are resolved in court. Besides, if a driver is charged criminally, their vehicle is impounded for 30 days. Upon conviction, they will have some very significant fines, and depending on the circumstances of the case, the fines can go up and a driver might even be looking at jail time. Upon conviction, a driver will also have to go through a mandatory impaired driving education course and install an ignition interlock. There's a number of formal punishments and consequences that result from impaired driving, not to mention the social cost. Does it affect your employment? Does it affect your relationships? Those are the kinds of things that we want people to consider. And that's, I think, a really good list of reasons as to why you should always find a safe ride home if you've been drinking or using anything else that impairs you, McMurchie said. The season for office parties, hangouts with friends and family gatherings has begun, and SGI reminds the public to keep the fun safe. The December traffic safety spotlight focuses on impaired driving, which comes with additional enforcement by police. The best present you can give someone is your presence, said SGI President and CEO Penny McCune. By always having a safe ride, you can be there for them this year and for many holidays to come. If you're getting into the spirits of the season, or if that Yule log isn't the only thing that's blazing, make sure you know how you're getting ho-ho home safe and sound, says SGI. Police across Saskatchewan and in Estevan will be highly visible throughout the holiday season, conducting check stops and other forms of impaired driving enforcement. Any drivers may be asked to provide a quick breath sample into an approved screening device to ensure they haven't been drinking. We would just like to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Of course, this is a time that people are going to be getting together with friends and family. And we want people to have a good time and enjoy themselves. But it's just really important that at the end of the evening, they find a safe ride home, McMurchie said. So, whether that's a designated driver or a taxi, or any other avenues that might be available to them, it's very important that you always find a safe ride home. There's never a good excuse to drive impaired. SGI also reminds people that sober driving is vital at any time of the year. Holiday season or not, you should always hashtag find a safe ride, SGI says. A few safe alternatives to driving impaired include calling a sober friend or family member to come pick you up, selecting a designated driver for your group, or volunteer to be one, taking a cab or staying the night.